Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
All right, welcome back to it. Bill means business. At least that's what it says in the ad that I just saw from Congressman Bill Huizinga. It's been a while since we spoke. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good to be on with you with the Guns N' Roses bump music. And, I mean, we're ready to roll here today.
You were doing the whole head. You were tearing your head off its shoulders, weren't you? You were doing the whole body slam thing. I get it.
Yeah. This is definitely my era, that is for sure.
That's why we like you. You mean business. The business I want to talk about today, though, is the thing that I just can't get away from. We've been taking phone calls on, we've been examining, and that is the admission finally that Obamacare is an abject failure. It's going to cost the people that have it tremendous amounts of money, and it's going to cost the rest of us tremendous amounts of money to pick up the difference, because we're going to get stuck with the subsidy bill that's going to be tremendous. And Hillary Clinton out there bragging that she wants to defend the Affordable Care Act. Good. Let her do that. Let her call it Hillary Care, as she did during the debates with Bernie Sanders. I think that's a good idea, because I think it resonates with real Americans in the middle class. What do you say?
Yeah, I agree. It's interesting. Last night I had a debate with my Democrat opponent here in West Michigan, and he was doing the exact same thing. He was defending Obamacare and said, look, you know, there's a few problems, but we just need to tweak it. And I said, you cannot put enough lipstick on this pig as you're moving forward looking at this.
Oh, it's awful.
It is why we need to repeal it. We have to repeal it and replace it with a system that puts patients at the center, not some independent payment board, IPAB board, and all these other things. And at the end of the day, you know, they're trying to argue, well, you know, it's not that big of an increase in your costs. And it's like, well, wait a minute. And I ran through this with at the debate.
Well, and
the president promised a $2,500 decrease.
No, that's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. I think the goal here.
In fact, it's gone up $3,773.
But there's good news. And the good news is, not a single Republican voted for it. It was a parliamentary trick pushed through by Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, something that's never been done in the history of this nation to get that thing into law. It survived dubious challenges at the Supreme Court under who knows what conditions. But the bottom line is this. You look at the polls over the last 72 hours. Every Republican Senate race that was supposed to be close, trending to the Republican. All of the battleground states trending towards Donald Trump now. Because this resonates with people. People realize that they're getting screwed.
Yeah. Yep, they absolutely do. Because not only have their premiums gone up, their deductibles have gone up, their choice has been eliminated. They don't have the plan that they wanted. Now the IRS wants to penalize them for not signing up for a plan they don't want anyway. It's craziness. And I think this might be the, you know, they always talk about the October surprise. This might be a self-imposed Obamacare October surprise as people go, oh, yeah.
Well, you know what's crazy about it?
That's why we really hated this thing.
Yeah, you know what's crazy about it is this, is the fact that it shouldn't have been a surprise at all. They knew it was coming, and it's like they all act like they're stunned and dumbfounded. We just had a guy in the program here who lives in Eaton Rapids, not too far from here in southern Michigan. His rates are going, he's a guy in his 60s. His rates are going up 67% from $880 to, I don't know, $1,300. 67% increase plus his deductions, his co-pays and his deductibles. The guy can't afford it, and he's just one story out there.
Yeah, and we hear those types of stories all over the place, whether it's independent business folks who are just struggling to try to make it, small business folks, you know, just even employers and the employees that have it. They're feeling that.
Gosh, I hope your car doesn't blow up there, Bill.
Sorry about that. What's that?
I said, I hope your car's not ready to self-detonate there.
No. That was an alarm going off. I don't know where it came from. So
that's all right.
That's the nasty part.
It's the NSA, Congressman. It's the NSA checking in on you. All right. So but the bottom line is this. Hillary Care, as she likes to call it, and hell, I'll oblige her on that. Hillary Care is just one example of the failed policies of the last few years. The economy struggles along at 1% GDP increase. We've got the median wage in America going down. And they keep parroting, well, you know, wages have gone up the most they have in years. They're just trying to catch up to where they started 8 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's be honest about the, oh, well, they've gone up more than they have in decades. Yeah, bull. All they're trying to do is get to back to the starting point of where they fell from. And so I think that this is just a case study. Where you say, listen, it's a change election. You know it and I know it. There's no,
yeah.
And now I don't think the Democrats have any hope at all of getting the Senate. There was a time there when they might have, but now with this, I don't see it. This is tumbling down on the Democrats. And if I were in your position, that's all I'd talk about.
Yeah, and what I talk about as well is that Steve, this is a choice between a flawed person and a deeply corrupt person, and that person, whoever it is going to be making a critical choice for the Supreme Court, and that is going to have effects on our country for not 4 years but 40 years, and we've got to keep that in mind.
Well, and I agree with that. So are you, I assume you're in the district. I assume you're going from place to place. You had a debate yesterday with your opponent, and where are you off to today?
Yeah, actually going to be up in the Muskegon area today. And we're, like you said, we're just hitting the trail and getting out, seeing as many people as I can. Just ended up dropping off my kids at school, so I needed to fit a little dad time in there as well. But, you know, this is crunch time, 12 days left. And everybody's got their game face on.
All right, and here's the
and it's
toughest.
It's really going to be about turnout.
Yeah, here's the toughest question of the day. You got to dig deep, and I need you to give me an answer because, well, it's the way it is. Tomorrow, right. There's a noon kickoff at East Lansing, Spartan Stadium. Who's going to win the football game? Who do you support, Michigan or Michigan State? Careful, Congressman.
Oh, man, you're killing me. So that was 12 days till the election, right? There we go. I will
just say,
it's
an easy out. Say, I support Western Michigan University. Say it.
Exactly. No, Grand Valley. Grand Valley's in my district. Go Lakers.
There you go. See, I let you off the hook. Congressman, always a good time. Thank you so much.
Talk to you soon.
There it is. You know, these politicians, they won't answer a straightforward question at all. I mean, Michigan or Michigan State, how easy could I make it?